Thank you for calling.
Practice name withheld.
This is Donna. How may I help you?
Yes, it's not for me. So I'm calling for a friend of mine who's got a filling that's almost, it's coming out. It's almost all out. She said it covers a pretty good surface area.
Okay.
We got a coupons in the mail for a new patient exam and x-rays for $49.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do just an x-ray of that tooth and put a filling in without doing the whole mouth?
Without doing the whole mouth? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you just do that one, too?
I mean, we can have her come in and at least we can take care of that area, take the x-ray there and see what needs to be done. If that's
what would that cost?
For what?
For an x-ray, and a filling.
Well, it depends on the filling. It depends on what the surface is. There's usually, if it's a smaller filling or a larger filling. So mm-hmm. It's hard for me to say over the phone. What we can do is have you come in, meet with
name him. Withheld.
He can take the x-ray, and then he can evaluate to see what needs to be done, and then we'll be happy. We'll go over everything with her or him.
Okay. She doesn't have insurance. And
okay.
So she kind of wanted to get a ballpark figure. Or what it would cost.
Okay, well, it depends, like I said, on the filling.
Uh-huh. On the side, how much is the x-ray?
Well, the x-ray is normally $22, but you said you had a coupon.
New patient exam and x-rays for $49.
Yeah, so we can, I mean, we're not going to be taking a full mouth series of x-rays, so we can take the x-ray without, you know, there wouldn't be a charge for that. And then a filling could run anywhere from $165 to $300. That's what I said. Like, it depends on the surfaces of the teeth, how large the filling is.
Okay, and how late in the day can you do that?
We are here till 5 o'clock. Actually, this week, of course, is a short week with Christmas.
Are you open Friday?
Excuse me?
Are you open Friday?
No, we're not here on Fridays. We're here Monday through Thursdays from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And we're not open. Actually, today is our last day here.
Really? You're not open tomorrow?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Christmas Eve.
Well, I have her give you a call. She'd be home probably about 4. I'll have her give you a call back.
Yeah, that'll be best. This way I can speak with her and I can see when is a good time for her. Did you want me to call her? Did you want to?
No, I'll just have her call you when she gets home.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, thanks.
And call back if there's any other questions, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Bill, so that was an interesting call. There were, I think, a number of things that we can talk about. And let's start sort of at the beginning. How do you feel the greeting went?
I thought it was very well done. She's full of enthusiasm, certainly, and she was very agreeable. She established some rapport with that patient easily. She was very positive. A couple things I'd like to see differently. First off, I would have introduced, asked who am I speaking with, and when she said she was calling for a friend, I would have asked the friend's name.
Right.
I also would have asked for some contact information for the friend. The patient was insistent on getting the cost of the filling, and she gave her a ballpark, and that's fine. When the patient or the caller mentioned that she did not have insurance, that was fine too. She had a coupon to get free exam and x-rays, but caller was making it pretty clear she did not want the whole mouth, and this patient said, we'll be happy to take an x-ray at no charge. So I thought it was very, very well done.
Yeah, what I liked hearing also is that the call handler sort of went the extra mile. During the course of the discussion about costs, she interjected, but you have a coupon, don't you? Now, that means that she's actually trying to help the person. She's trying to find ways to minimize the investment necessary. One thing about words, we talked about avoiding negatively charged words and using positive words. When we refer to the invitations or the solicitations that are being made, do not feel obligated at all to use the verbiage that the caller uses, because they will often refer to a direct mail invitation as a flyer or a brochure or a coupon. And this may be on a subconscious level, but I feel that cheapens or diminishes the perception of value of the offer. So when someone calls and says, I got a coupon, you could say, oh, wonderful, you must have received our new patient invitation. We're getting a wonderful response to that. You're showing enthusiasm and you're beginning to change the vocabulary for the better.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was an interesting twist because she was actually calling on behalf of a friend. And as you said, Bill, it would have been nice if the caller got the call handler got the caller's name and attempted to get the name of the friend on whose behalf the caller was inquiring.
She actually tried. She actually tried to, could I go ahead and call your friend?
That's correct.
And the caller said no.
And that's what I liked, too. She was actually respectful. She referred to the friend as he or she at one point because I think she judged correctly that it would have been possibly perceived as pushy or inappropriate for her to ask who the person was at that time. And then you're right. Later, she did attempt to get the information. And when the caller basically refused to provide that information, it didn't faze the call handler at all. She remained enthusiastic and continued to vary the tone of her speech and basically was in somewhat of a challenging situation because this was right before the Christmas holiday and they weren't really around. I should share with the audience that, in fact, this caller did call back and they did schedule an appointment. So, on balance, this was a pretty good call.